Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yeah, he's probably going to be on the roster until June. So technically, he's still a Buccaneer.
So he did his podcast, Let's Go. It's on Sirius XM, and he does that with Jim Gray. And he had some interesting things to say. I mean, it's been a week since he has finally walked away. I finally accepted it. I'm starting to move on with the future. I was very depressed for a few days last week, and it was embarrassing because it's something that I really shouldn't care about as much as I do. But I was really sad to see him walk away. Here's a clip from Let's Go with Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
You always liked Michael Jordan. He came back. Muhammad Ali came back. Mike Tyson came back. How are you going to entertain those thoughts, and would you ever consider that?
You know, I'm just going to take things as they come. You know, I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't think anything never, you know, you never say never. Oh. You know, at the same time, I know that I feel very good about my decision. So I don't know how it'll feel 6 months from now. It most likely won't. You know, I try to make the best possible decision I can in the moment, which I did this last week. And again, I think it's not looking to, you know, reverse course. I'm definitely not looking to do that. In the same time, I think you have to be realistic that you never know what challenges there are going to be in life. Again, I love playing. I'm looking forward to doing things other than playing. That's as honest as I can be with you there, Jim.
Oh,
now it sounds like he hasn't shut the door fully. I mean, it's not looking good, but he gave a very interesting time frame in this discussion. 6 months. He doesn't know how he will feel in 6 months. Now, what happens in about 6 months from now?
Training camp.
That's right. Training camp. Training camp happens in about 6 months. So
actually, in about 4.5-5 months, but preseason's right around 6 months.
He doesn't really take part in any OTAs and stuff anyways.
He does, but he don't have to.
He's there, but he's, you know, not there. You know, he's not doing the optional ones. I guess he was when he first got here.
Yeah. He was out there at Berkeley Prep breaking city ordinances.
Right. But he doesn't need to. You know, show up, and he has some of the other past ones with the Patriots, and I heard Rick Strout's podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
He said something that I thought was very interesting. Rick Strout is a writer for the Tampa Bay Times. He, of course, broke the story about Antonio Brown and his vaccine card. Everybody kind of hates Rick Strout now, but
I don't know. I was a little bothered by him, but then the more Antonio Brown was Antonio Brown, I was like, yeah, I guess Rick Stroud was on point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame Rick Stroud for that, but he had an interesting theory.
He's got a job to do. Yeah.
And he kicked around the idea, and he prefaced this statement with, this is a conspiracy show. this is just speculating about things that could happen with the Buccaneers. And they speculated on that podcast that Tom Brady is going to return to football in about 6 months.
For the Bucs?
However, he's made it sound like, well, didn't make it sound like, he speculated that it would not be with the Buccaneers.
Oh.
That he would play for another team. And do you know which team he speculated that Tom might play for?
The 49ers.
That's correct. The San Francisco 49ers. I learned during that podcast that before he came to Tampa and signed in Tampa, he, I guess, and his people reached out to San Francisco. That is always the team that he wanted to play for. He's from that area. He grew up watching Joe Montana and Steve Young, and he always wanted to be a San Francisco 49er. He was mad because they drafted some guy. The 49ers did a quarterback that year that he was drafted. That wasn't him. That always kind of made him a little butthurt. And I don't know what's happened with the 49ers, But I do know that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be a San Francisco 49er next year.
No, but they have that kid that they traded like three first-round picks for.
I mean, look, I know that they have. Is he any good? Can he play? I don't know. They better find out soon.
He looked pretty good coming off the bench. I mean, he's supposed to be the future.
He hasn't played at all.
Yeah, he's played.
Not enough to make a judgment.
I don't know. I think that's who they're going with.
Well, look, I can tell you, I don't know if this is going to happen in time. I feel like this would have to happen soon, where let's say a scenario happens where Tom goes, listen, I want to come back, but I don't want to play for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Glazers would, and Rick was saying too, that they would let him go because of what he brought to Tampa. Yeah, they would let him go. They wouldn't say, no, we're not going to trade you. Thank you. I think they would be over the moon and say, you know, thank you for coming here and choosing Tampa Bay and bringing a Super Bowl here. You know, you're a legend. We'll give you your. Now, of course, it's not going to come cheap for whatever team gets them. There's going to be draft picks involved. Maybe a Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be a trade because, like, same thing when Gronkowski retired, he still had a year on his contract, and we had to give New England like a seventh round pick or something.
I understand, but what I'm saying
is it was a fourth. Yeah,
I think that this would happen. It's going to happen before this 6 month time window. But I was going to say, I mean, potentially you could just get Jimmy Garoppolo for Tom Brady and send Tom to San Francisco. I'm sure Tampa Bay would require more than just Jimmy Garoppolo, get some cash considerations, maybe some draft picks for him. And then you also have another year where you could sit Trey Lance, you know, behind Brady and have him sit a year, maybe two. I don't know however long Tom plays. I mean, it kind of seems like a good scenario for him wanting to finish out his career with his hometown team.
I don't know. It's tough, too, because most of the time teams won't trade somebody within their conference, you know? So,
But if Tom asks, I mean, if Tom goes, listen, I chose the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I brought you a Super Bowl. I think that the Glazers are going to say, yes, we'll do this for you and thank him for his service here in Tampa, things that he's done. I can't imagine them saying no.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.